ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం ప్రచోదయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 5 చాప్టర్ 20 ద స్ట్రక్చర్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్. What do you say for structure in English? In Hindi. Brahmanda Tattva Nirnayam. Samrakshna. Something. Okay. Text 29. I'll read 29 to 32 myself and then we'll read 33. ఏమేవ దది మండోధాత్ పరత పుష్కరాద్వీపస్తథో ద్విగుణాయామః సమంతత ఉపకల్పిత సామానేన సమానేన స్వాదుదకేన సముద్రేన బహిర్ ఆవృతో యస్మిన్ బృహత్ పుష్కరం జ్వలన శిఖామల కనక పత్రా పత్రా యుతాయుతం భగవతః కల్మషాశననాశయాధ్యాసనం పరికల్పితం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: అవుట్ సైడ్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ యోగర్ట్ దహి సముద్ర దెన్ ఇస్ అనదర్ ఐలండ్ నోన్ యాజ్ పుష్కర్ ద్వీప విచ్ ఈస్ 6,400,000 యోజనాస్ ఆర్ 51,200,000 miles wide. 5 crore miles wide. There is one island. According to modern calculation, Earth is 24,000 miles wide. 24,000. Where is 24? Where is 5 crores? 5 crores miles wide. Twice as wide as the ocean of yogurt. It is surrounded by an ocean of very tasteful water, as broad as the island itself. On Pushkara Dweep there is a great lotus flower with 10 crore pure golden petals. There is one golden flower. Swarna Kamal. Then it has got, 10 crore petals. As effulgent as the flames of fire. Vanga, vanga. Inga romba naal aachu ungala paathu. Golden petals. That lotus flower is considered the sitting place of Lord Brahma, who is the most powerful living being and who is therefore sometimes called Bhagawan. తద్వీప మధ్యే మనోసోత్తర నామికా ఏవ అర్వాచిన పరాచీన పరశయో మర్యాదాచలో అయుత యోజనశ్రాయామో యత్ర తు చతసృషు దిక్షు చతావ్రిపురాణి లోకపాలానాం ఇంద్రాదీనాం యత్ఉపరిస్థాత్ సూర్యరథస్య మేరుత్పరిభ్రమత పరిభ్రమతః సంవత్సరాత్మకం చక్రం దేవానం అహో రాత్రభ్యాం పరిభ్రమతి. ఇన్ ద మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఐలండ్ ఈస్ అ గ్రేట్ మౌంటైన్ ఆఫ్ మానసోత్తర విచ్ ఫార్మ్స్ ద బౌండరీ బిట్వీన్ ద ఇన్నర్ సైడ్ అండ్ ద ఔటర్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఐలండ్. ఇట్స్ బ్రెత్ అండ్ హైట్ ఆర్ 100,000 యోజనాస్. On that mountain in the 4 directions are the residential quarters of demigods such as Indra, In the chariot of the sun god, the sun travels on top of the mountain in an orbit called Samvatsara, encircling Mount Meru. The sun's path on the northern side is called Uttarayana, and its path on the southern side is called Dakshinayana. One side represents the day for demigods and the other side represents their night. Purport. The movement of the sun is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 552. Yasya Jnya Brahmati Samvrita Kala Chakraha. The sun orbits around Mount Sumeru for 6 months on the northern side and for 6 months on the southern. This adds up to the duration of a day and night of the demigods in the upper planetary system. 31. Taddeepasyapi adipatihi priyai priyai varto pitruhotro nama itasyatmajau ramanaka adataki namanau varshapati niyujya sa swayam purvajvad bhagavat karma shila evaste. The ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj Priyavrat, named Vittihotra, had two sons named Ramanaka and Dataki. He granted the two sides of the island to these two sons and then personally engaged himself in the activities for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like his elder brother, Medatiti. Text 32. Tad varsha purusha bhagavantam brahma rupinam sakramakena karmana aradhyantidam cha udadhanti udaharanti. Translation. For the fulfillment of material desires, the inhabitants of this tract of land worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as represented by Lord Brahma. They offer prayers to the Lord as follows. Text 33. Now what? I read, everybody reads? And they also read many times? No, only once. This is... Yeah, three times and then I go. People don't repeat because it's... Oh, I see, it's a normal verse. Okay. Yad tad karmanyam lingam brahma lingam janorchayet ekantam advayam Shantam Tasmai Bhagavate Namaiti. Yattat Karmamayam Lingam. Yattat Karmamayam Lingam. Brahmalingam Janorchayet. Brahmalingam Janorchayet. Ekantam advayam shantam. Ekantam advayam shantam. Tasmai bhagavate nama iti. Tasmai bhagavate nama iti. Yattat karmamayam lingam. Brahmalingam janorchayet. Ekantam advayam shantam tasmai bhagavate nama iti yattat karmanyam lingam yattat karmamayam lingam brahma lingam janorchayet ekantam advayam shantam tasmai bhagavate nama iti. Lord, mothers. Yattat karmamayam lingam jarma lingam janorchayet ekantam advayam shantam tasmai bhagavate namaiti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Yad, which, tad, that, karma mayam, obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system. Lingam, the form, Brahma lingam, which makes known the Supreme Brahman. Janaha, a person, archayet, must worship. Ekantam, who has full faith in the One Supreme. Advayam, non-different. Shantam, peaceful. Tasmai, unto Him. Bhagavate, the most powerful. Namaha, our respects. Iti, thus. Translation, Lord Brahma is known as Karma Maya, the form of ritualistic ceremonies, because by performing ritualistic ceremonies, one may attain His position, and because the Vedic ritualistic hymns become manifest from Him. He is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without deviation, and therefore in one sense He is not different from the Lord. Nevertheless, He should be worshipped not as the monists worship Him, but in duality. One should always remain a servitor of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Worshipable Deity. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Brahma, the form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Please repeat. Lord Brahma is known as Karma Maya, the form of ritualistic ceremonies, because by performing ritualistic ceremonies, one may attain His position, and because the Vedic ritualistic hymns become manifest from Him, Brahma. He is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without deviation, and therefore, in one sense, He is not different from the Lord. Nevertheless, He should be worshipped not as the monists worship Him, but in duality. One should always remain a servitor of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Worshipable Deity. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Brahma, the form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Purport. In this verse, the word karma mayam, obtainable by Vedic ritualic system, is significant. The Veda says, Swadharma nishta satajanma bihi puman virinchitam iti eti. One who strictly follows the principles of Varnashrama Dharma for at least 100 births will be rewarded with the post of Lord Brahma. It is also significant that although Brahma is extremely powerful, He never thinks Himself as one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always knows that He is an eternal servitor of the Lord. Because the Lord and the servant are identical on the spiritual platform, Brahma is herein addressed as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, but if a devotee serves Him with full faith, the meaning of the Vedic literature is revealed to him. Therefore, Brahma is called Brahma Linga, which indicates that His entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desitarine Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapatantikam Vanchakalpatarobhya Srikrapasandubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha ಜೈ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಾಯ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾರಾಸ್ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಲಲಿತಾ ವಿಶಾಖಾಜಿ ಕಿ ಜಾಯ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಸೀತಾರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಕಿ ಜಾಯ್, ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ ಜಾಯ್. So the Krishna consciousness movement is supposed to be existing in Kali Yuga for 10,000 years, and it started with the advent of that period started with the advent of Lord Chaitanya about 500 years ago. Therefore another 9,500 years to go. During this time, you know, you see, it's a long period, and so many devotees will come, and it is to be expected, because it's going to go bigger and bigger, it is to be expected that there will be better and better devotees coming. And we are only the beginning front of this great ocean of Krishna Bhakti. And Bhagavatam is written for all classes of devotees. So we may try to understand these descriptions from our intelligence by faithfully following Prabhupada's explanations. But we are limited. Therefore, it's very important to understand that we are not actually in a position to understand these things. This must be very clearly understood, because Prabhupada writes in one letter about the structure of the universe, a letter to Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami, and that was with reference to the scientific preaching. And Prabhupada was saying that even Brahma does not know how the universe is structured. Although Brahma is considered to be creating, he doesn't know. You see, I have given the example before, just like we do sometimes service for Krishna, say we may do Rath Yatra, we can say we did Rath Yatra, but even we don't know exactly how it comes into, fits everything and how it happens. So many activities. Similarly, we are supposed to eat and digest the food, but actually, we don't know how digestion takes place. The material energy is very vichitra. So Krishna is the only one who does everything. Krishna rakshatino jagatraya guruhu krishnam namasyamyaham krishne nama rakshavo vinihata krishna etubhyam namaha. Krishna, Krishne tishtati sarvametad akilam. Krishne tishtati sarvametad akilam. Vasudevam sarvam iti. So, Krishna is everything. So, who are we? That is to be understood. Therefore, it is described here. See, it's very interesting. The sloka says, ekantam advayam shantim. Isn't it? Ekantam means vyavasatmika buddhihi. He is fixed only in the Supreme Lord. Advayam. He's Advaya, non-different. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport, in the translation, he should be worshipped not as the monist worship him in oneness, Advayam, but in duality. Now how the verse is saying Advayam and how Prabhupada is saying it should be Dvayam? Sometimes people misunderstand. They think like Prabhupada is just... No, he knows reality. Reality. Hindi mein kya bolte aap reality ko? Huh? Satvikta. Vastavikta. It's not enough. Wait. Just let me go on. Not enough, because language reflects the consciousness. So, it is, the word reality, you know, whether the people who are speaking Hindi or Tamil or whatever it is, whether they are in the same consciousness of the guys who created the word reality in English, that is the question. It cannot be just so easily translated. I don't know Satyam Param, the absolute truth, the Sanskrit it says. But reality has a particular meaning. So the reality is that it is something other than us. Reality is something other than us. See, we are surrounded by reality, but we are also part of that. I am a part of reality, but reality is much bigger than me. Correct? Reality is much bigger than us. So, now the question comes, how can the part reality understand the big reality? It's a little bit problematic. You agree? Because if I'm a part, and if I have some opinion of that reality understanding, that also becomes part of reality, which I have to understand, and it just goes like that. So the part understanding the whole of which it is a part is always difficult. We are different. Dvayam. Dvayam. Me and reality. Me and Krishna. That is, that distinction is there. Krishna does not have such a distinction. That's the meaning of Advayam here. Vadanti tat tattva vidas jnanam yat advayam. Tattva vidas, kovidas. Those who understand reality, vadanti tat tattva vidas, vadanti tat tattva vidas jnanam yat advayam. So that knowledge which is not tinged by the distinction between the knower and the known, that is another dvayam. Knower and the known. Kshetrajna. Kshetra and Kshetrajna. I am the knower and this is the known. This Bhagavad Gita says. Right? Radha Krishna Prabhu. Correct or wrong? Therefore, what is that verse in the Bhagavad Gita? Idam shariram kaunteya chaktram abhidiyate etad yo viddi tam prahuhu chetragnya. That one who knows this is known as, this is a table, that is chetra. One who knows this as a table is chetragnya. So this Kshetra and Kshetrajna difference, knower and the known, the difference, Jnanam and Jnani. This difference is not there in Krishna. Therefore, he must be known as Advayam. That whom, in whom there is no difference, but he exists. Therefore, Advayam actually means the Vaishnava philosophy. They say Advaita. That Advaita is actually that Krishna is non-different from reality, but we know reality to be different from us. Therefore, we must know Krishna is different from us. Therefore, he cannot be Advayam. Does that make sense? So that's how Prabhupada has translated this, that one should not... So it's a very extremely... I mean, I can't say now I've understood it. One little bit, but Prabhupada's consciousness is so fantastic in his writing. So we must have great mercy from him to understand, you know, and we are only beginning and we should never forget that. Because we are constitutionally not capable of understanding the reality because it's bigger than us. And this reality is different from us. But Krishna is not different from reality, therefore Krishna is different from us. So Krishna can say there is no difference between me and you, meaning Krishna and us. But we cannot say, yeah, there is no difference between me and you. You are following this point? Following? Is everybody following? Prabhu, that brahmachari. You're following? Yeah, Krishna. Just like if you have a house and if a guest is coming, you can tell the guest, this is ye aapka ghar hai. Aap, you know, Alex se mat samjho. So, jo aapka ghar mein aap karenge, wo bhi yahan kar sakte. Ye aapka ghar hai. He can say because he is the owner of the house. We cannot say, therefore, if somebody says, oh, whose house is this? You cannot say, it's my house. He told me. In fact, I'm going to sell it tomorrow. No. So the Mayavadis, they have misunderstood. Just because Krishna says, mamaiva amsa jiva loke jiva bhur, my amsa, they're all part of me. They're non-different from me. They think that we are also Krishna. It's very wrong. So, that is Advayam, he is saying. So he must be worshipped. That means the devotee knows simultaneously that Krishna is same as reality. So when Krishna speaks about reality, there is no doubt. There is nothing lacking. But even Krishna is supposed to be ever increasing. That is a different matter. But Krishna knows reality because when he describes reality, he knows he is describing himself. But we cannot say that when we describe reality, we are describing ourselves. Therefore, if we want to know reality, we must not only know Krishna, we must hear from him about reality. So Krishna is same as reality, but he is different. We are different from reality and we are not the same. That's the difference. This is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy called Achintya Bheda Abheda. That is the philosophy. Achintya Bheda doesn't mean just one name. Like Advaita, Dvaita are different philosophies. Achintya Bheda Abheda is a separate philosophy. And its essence is to recognize that I am different from reality, but Krishna is not different from reality, so me, Krishna and reality exist. And because I am different from reality, I am also different from Krishna, and I must serve him, because Krishna is reality. This is our philosophy, our Siddhanta. It is not like Advaita or Dvaita. Of course, what is Advaita, Dvaita, we can discuss, but that is another thing. So we are understanding things in a simple summary form, But Lord Chaitanya's philosophy is very, very deep. So if we understand this, can somebody keep a watch here? Watch her. I'll return it. Okay. Anyway, so I'm reading this chapter and I don't understand. How can we understand these things? Isn't it? Like I said, that according to these people, modern science, Earth is a sphere, golem. Geography is also known as Bhugolam. So in some sense, you know, the idea of, so there is a sphere and they think it is floating in the air. But here it is described that there are many islands, and in that island one of them is, what is it they say? Bharatakante. No, then Bharatakanta is there. Bharat Varshe. Then Bharat Varsha is there. And Bharat Bhumi. Then there is also the earth. Bharat is there. So what is that Dvipam? What is that Varsham? What is this earth? So this earth is part of a more flat dvipas. How do they exist? And the sizes they give are amazing. Hundreds and millions of miles. There is one rose, what is flower? Kamal, lotus flower, which is hundreds and thousands of miles big. And has got 10 crore petals. How big a lotus flower must be to have 10 crore petals? How are we to understand? We have to be very careful. See? When the fifth canto came, one devotee told Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, it's very difficult to understand creation from fifth canto. And Prabhupada said, yes. The whole purpose of that is so that we can understand that we cannot understand. That's why I began the class by saying that even Brahma, Prabhupada says, doesn't understand creation. Even though he's creating. And that is the difference between all of us and Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada says in the purport that although Brahma is very powerful, he's so powerful that practically there is no difference between Brahma and creation. That's the meaning. There's a difference between us and creation, but between Brahma's body is supposed to be all over the creation. He knows everything that's happening in all parts of the creation. Prabhupada writes that Brahma's intelligence is as good as Krishna's in the matters of creation. Just like Prabhupada also gives an example somewhere else in this purport, that in this chapter, that the ambassador of a country is as powerful as the government. He can give passport, he can give visa for people, but he never thinks he's independent of the government. So Brahma's position is that practically there is no difference between him and material reality, but in this universe. But even that Brahma cannot know the whole material reality, because there are unlimited Brahmas. Therefore, the difference between us and Brahma is that he is very clear that I am not the sum total of reality. Even though, for all intents and purposes, all that is in existence is this universe. Because behind this universe, beyond this universe, there are layers of earth, water, fire, air and ether that are packing this universe. So it looks like one universe, but there are many such universes. So if Brahma wants, he can think that I am the creator of this whole universe. Everything is not different from me. And whatever Brahma thinks happens. Brahma says, let there be a planet here, a planet comes. Just like if I say, let my hand pick up this, I pick it up. So how much power Brahma has, he needs it in order to create the universe. That's like in the temple also we have temple commander, you know, vice president, president like that. The power is more and more and more. Why power is given? Because they need it to run the temple. Similarly, all these demigods, they got powers. And Brahma is the most powerful demigod. Of course, less than Lord Shiva. So, that Brahma needs that power, that kind of power. You see, when Hiranyakasipu had done tapasya for so long that he had become just like no flesh, nothing, only bone. And he was just like a skeleton inside an anthill. And Brahma came and just put some water from his kamandalu. And he became a young purusha with a brilliant effulgent body. So he could give that, but when he asked Brahma, give me immortality, Brahma said, I cannot give you because I don't have it. So, they are very humble. How much more it is required of us to be very humble? If we think I'm a devotee. No! We're not even beginning. We must think like that. Of course, I will think all of you are advanced devotees. That is a different... Now we are preaching, therefore we speak philosophy. But individually we think everybody is a pure devotee. I'm not a pure devotee. That is different. But when you are preaching, we are saying to each other, Bodhayantas parasparam, telling each other. We should not fall, at least I tell myself, I should not think that, I'm a devotee. Rather, we have to go on increasing our realization, I'm not a devotee. Because you are comparing yourself with those who are better, and in this way we can progress. But if we compare ourselves with karmis and say, I'm a devotee, we cannot progress, because you're already a devotee. Therefore, if you read Brihat Bhagavatamrita, then you can see that every person is saying, oh, I'm not a devotee. The Pandya king says, I'm not a devotee. Yudhishthira is a devotee, or whatever is the sequence. Yudhishthira says, I'm not a devotee. Arjuna is a devotee. And Arjuna says, I'm not a devotee. He is a devotee. Anuman is a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj says, no, Anuman is it. Anuman goes, I'm not a devotee. It goes like that to the gopis. And the gopis think that we are not devotees, only Radharani is devotee. And Radharani is thinking, I'm not a devotee, all of them are devotees, so she is going to make them actually go to Krishna to serve. So Radharani is always arranging for others to meet Krishna, and others are of course thinking, there's no question, they are all trying to, that's all very advanced topic. Why it is happening? That is very advanced topic. There's no need for us to blabber on that. Because everything is expansion of Radharani in the Goloka, all the gopis. Anyway, so, it is a natural, well, Radharani is the only person who is serving Krishna, but it is a natural, means original feeling that whether Krishna will like anyone else. That is the original feeling of the principle of Godhead, the energetic principle. Of course, there's nobody else, only she is there. But still, she herself expands into all these confidential gopis, millions and billions, each one of whom actually represents a perfection of her quality. But none of them possess all the qualities of Radharani. That's only Radharani has. And even though Krishna is with all of them, he's still not actually satisfied. He has to only, then Radharani says, this is confirmed. Okay, he likes me. That's all very high class pastimes. Otherwise we cannot understand what such things are. Following? Point? Following? They are not meant for public discussion, but what is meant for public discussion is structure of the universe. So we have to know that there is no difference between discussion about structure of the universe and the confidential pastimes of Krishna. No difference. So in the second canto, when Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadeva Goswami, explain to me the structure of the universe, Prabhupada says that the learned people know that there is no difference between philosophical discussions about the structure of the universe and the kissing of the gopis by the Lord in the rasa dance. No difference. Exactly like whether a fantastic rajbhog is offered to Krishna or simple khichdi is offered to Krishna, it's prasadam, there is no difference. But for us, khichdi is better than big rajbhog. We should take only khichdi. Lord Chaitanya said, extravagant, big prasadam is meant for the deity and neophytes. You know, bala na kabo, don't, you know, eat nicely. That is the instruction of who? Who is Satyabhama? What is his name? Huh? Who? So, who broke that oil pot he gave to Lord Chaitanya? Jagadananda Pandit? No. Jagadanand. He gave these instructions. My mind is now full of quantum physics, so all that is, I have to go back. Oh, what is... So, he said, don't dress well, don't eat well. Like that, although Rasalila dance and creation of the universe are same, for us, we must understand this. So, we should not think, oh, okay, next. No, these are very, very in-depth things. How can such things be understood? It's 9 o'clock, I'll just speak a little bit more. And it turns out that especially for Bhaktivedanta Institute or scientific preaching, let's not take that name, that is almost badly damaged, but let's say scientific preaching as Prabhupada wanted, then, you know, I'm saying this because there is a Bhaktivedanta Institute in Russia which teaches Kama Sutra. So we don't know how these things are running, but forget that. I'm not talking about the past, I'm talking about the future. So those things are there. But in scientific preaching, if you come, it is very important to understand this point. How can there be a milk ocean, dahi ocean? So big, big, big. If you tell this to people, they will laugh at you, modern people. Hey, what is this? Dahi ocean? I say, bhi ho sakta hai kya? Buddhu log hai tum. Itna padke, iskan mein jaake kya buddhi ho gaya? Vinash ho gaya aapka. Isn't it? He's an engineer. He will go and say, there is a dahi ocean which is, you know, crores of miles long. There was one IIT boy who was an aeronautical engineer. Somehow, you know, he tried to join ISKCON and he was in the BI, and then his father came when we were not here, and he went, they said, just send him for 2 days to see his mother, then he can come back. And then he took him there and they treated him psychiatrically and gave medicines, everything. He never came. So one day, many years later, 10 years later, I went to Chennai, I went to IIT to give a lecture. This fellow came to see me after the lecture, said, Hari Bol Prabhu. I said, who are you? Oh, so and so. I remember his name. He said that. I was shocked. How you are like that? You are such a nice young boy, so good looking. My father gave me psychiatric treatment and, you know, spoiled me. I said, you should sue your father, man. Then what happened? I came back to Bombay. Next day he was in Bombay. He said, oh, I saw you again, the old times and all became, and now I want to join you. I said, oh my God. No. And I happened to, the deputy director of IIT was my friend, so I called him. I said, your fellow has come here, I don't want any problem. Because he said, I know you. I said, send his father here. And his father came. His father was an engineer somewhere. And he came, I then blasted him. I said, what kind of a person you are that you have taken your own son and you have spoiled him like this? I said, I would never do this to him, and you know, I am more affectionate to him than you, that means. I blasted him. What kind of a nonsense are you? First he was trying to talk like he is very big, you know. Oh, yeah, I am a professor. He was a professor of engineering in some college. And then after 5 minutes he understood that, you know, he can't tell me that he knows science. You know, I put him in his place. So then he was a little humble. Then he said, sir, then there's only one reason why it happened. I said, why? Because I sent my son to study aeronautical engineering, and he was gold medalist in IIT, and he told me that man has not gone to moon. So I was hoping that he will design rockets for our country, and he's saying that man has not gone to moon. So I thought he was become pagal. He didn't tell that, and his son also. I then asked his son, did he say that? He said, yeah. Why did he say that? Because if you have to say it, then you should know what it is. You should know what it is. It's not so easy. Ba 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 ba. Then I explained to him some things. Scientific, not that I know, but a little bit. But even that was a concession. There was a time once some newspaper reporters came and they came to the school, and somebody told him that there is a scientist devotee here, and then they wanted to interview me. I said, okay. And the first question they asked is, are you a scientist? He said, well, yeah. You got a PhD? Yeah. Oh, in science? Yes. Oh, then he asked, how can you believe that man has not gone to moon, which your Guru Maharaj says in your movement? I gave him a different answer. I told him that, see, sometimes we can understand what he says, sometimes we cannot understand what he says. But what he says, if I understand, then I have faith in what he says that I don't understand. For example, he says, I am not the body. I am 100% convinced about it, and I have understood it a little bit, I have realized it. Therefore, I know he is right, but the whole world, including scientists, they don't know that we are not the body. So if he says we have not gone to moon, I believe on the basis of this. You give somebody 1,000 rupees because he gave 100 and he returned it. So faith is there, because you understand. So to the extent you understand something from Prabhupada that nobody has said, something else he says that nobody has said, we have to believe it must be correct. So I put it like that. So I told him that if you want to challenge what Prabhupada says, you first challenge me on that I am not this body. You try to prove to me that I am this body, which is what scientists say. I can discuss and establish that. Afterwards we'll go to me. So the topic went to I am not this body, and that's very good, we can preach. So we have to know how to preach. So you can't go and say to somebody, oh, there is a Dahi ocean which is 2 crore miles long. Yet at the same time, we have to understand that we can just believe in it. But we will also believe in what science says. Everybody says Earth is round. It is round, but how can it is embedded in a flat island? So it is a very complicated thing. So Prabhupada wanted the scientific work, preaching, to know these things. Because the concept of space. So we can speak also stories about Radha Krishna Leela, and we can also speak about this, but there's no difference between the two. And this, if we don't understand, we cannot understand that. So please, let us all carefully do our service and pray to Prabhupada so we understand these things. I'll say a few things, a little bit scientific, although it will be, but it's not something new. So you have to know that the concept of space, the ether element, what is space? Space is supposed to have three dimensions. I'll just give this to you, you can keep it, you may not understand, but just here. Space is supposed to have three dimensions. How many? Three. Why three? Because there are three ways we can move in space. This way, forward, backward. This way, right and left. See? And this way, up and down. Three dimensions. And any other movement is a combination of this. So scientifically they will say that the three-dimensional space is a vector space. And it has a basis. And any vector can be expressed as a linear combination of these vectors. Scientists say like that. But that has meaning in Bhagavatam. We must know. That's not... That meaning is, they are saying it's three dimensions. But according to Bhagavatam, space has eight dimensions. Sometimes they say ten also. Just like elements they say, Krishna says eight. Bhumira Pranalo Vayu, but Kapila says 24, Lord Kapila says 24, but Prabhupada explains how 8 and 24 are the same. In the 11th canto, Krishna says, some people say 8, some people say 6, some people say 11, some people say 17, some people say 24, he says all are correct. Because they group it differently. So the Bhagavatam says there are 8 directions. So how do we understand that? You see, it's very small, I'll only tell you, but just understand the essence of it. So this is concerned with numbers. There are something called real numbers that can be in three dimensions. Real numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4 like that. 3.5 is a real number. Other numbers also which are real numbers. Real numbers. So space is made of real numbers. People say, he is 10 feet away. He is 3.5 feet away. So I can describe distances, what is called metric in science. In mathematics, metric is... We can describe in terms of distance. You see? But there is another number called complex number, which is more complex than real number. So if you can model space by complex numbers, then it's different. And it turns out, according to modern science, believe me, according to modern science, they are beginning to find out that this space has got two things are there simultaneously. Just like, these are two hands. But if I put it like that, it looks like one hand. But you can separate. So, behind this space, there is another space, which you can see. If you say, where is this yogurt ocean of crore miles, you have to say, no, that is another vision. Subtle plane. No. It's gross plane. You can see it. You can see all these things. With your own eyes, you can see, provided you are able to understand things. So, now scientists are coming to understand. See, you will see in the Tripura, there are three demons, you know, and they built a castle called Tripura. And Lord Shiva burnt it, so it's called Tripurari. So that, Bhagavatam describes, that castle they built, it's like a big city. One time it will be here, one time it will be there. And nobody can see where it's going. Sometimes people also say, we saw UFOs, and it's here, it was there. So how is it going from one time here, one time there? Because you see it here in this space, then they move in that space behind and they come here. You have not seen. Just like you see somebody is on the ground floor, then he goes inside the lift. You don't see him and then you see him on the second floor. Because he has gone through that lift, which is another arrangement. So there is another space in which these things are happening. That's being described here. This is not imagination. Now if we don't understand this devotees and explain, you say, oh, it is all speculation. It's not. The scientists will do it and then they will give atheistic twist on it. So very big thing. So we must understand that even the world, the space is different. And in the Bhagavatam there is a verse where Prabhupada says, space or ether, it's got two parts, inside and outside. Space has got inside and outside. How is that possible? Isn't it? We think that space is there, everything is inside space. How could something be? But Bhagavatam says there is internal and external existence in space. So we are in this space. But there is another space right here we are not seeing. And they are finding it out. They are going to do technology. Then what will happen? So Bhagavatam is a very, very big thing. These things are not ordinary things. You see? And we should not become frogs in the well. We should not think that we know everything. So many things are coming. Scientists are not fools also. Krishna is revealing through them. Why is he revealing these things through them? Because number one, they want this knowledge. Krishna is merciful. And number two, he wants this knowledge to be established so that people can understand Bhagavatam better. These things cannot be understood without that knowledge. And we don't have to know science to know this, but we must know material energy to know this. Maybe just by chanting, but you should know. So it's all, we are not interested, but it's going on. Scientists are going on, Lord Chaitanya is going on, it's all happening. We will become frog in the well if we don't know. So to summarize, the various forms of various dripas are described in the Bhagavatam in this verse. These are real. These are very real and exist now. One of the verses said, wasn't there a verse? He says, there are so many rivers in one of the dripas and he says they are existing even now. That was there or not? I hope everybody is coming to class and listening. So they are there even now. Not only now, here. Not only now, right here it is there. You can see it. It's not at all difficult to see actually the yogurt ocean. But we must know. Just like in the lobby, if the lift is closed, nobody knows. There is another space. That space is same as the space, but if you get into that, you can go places where you can't go in this space. If you are in the lobby, you are only connected to that. But if you understood, oh, I can go inside that lift and close it and press the button, it's going. Then I can move in space in ways I cannot move here. And if you don't know that, how will you go back to Goloka? You have to travel to go to Goloka. How you, if you don't know there is a plane, how you or ship, how will you go to America? Therefore, the Bhagavatam is telling us, there is more. And therefore, I should learn actually more, I should do more tapasya, I should serve better, so that these things become part of my existence. This is essential. And if we don't understand these cantos, we cannot understand material energy, we cannot renounce it, and we cannot go back to Godhead. That's why they are there in the Bhagavatam. All right. Any questions or comments? There are some questions I'll take, otherwise. Anybody has a question, put your hands up. Yes. Yes. Hanji, explained about space. No, just gave some indication. Little bit. I'm not sure, but it appears like that. No, for that I have to give another class. I get a feeling that maybe you are all not interested, so I just give this, because people say, what? Oh. Who came up with that? Very good, very good. And what is the name? What is the word? Hakikat. Wow. So Sandipani Muni Prabhu has googled and found out. Very nice. And the Hindi word for reality is Hatikat. 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 You knew that word? That's like a better word? Good. Yeah, so I don't know whether people complain, I think. That is not the point. That's not the... First you have to understand what is reality. Reality is an English word. And it is given in English by Englishman. So first you explain to me what is reality. Then you can give translation. That's the point. That's why Prabhupada said Advayam. What does Advayam mean? Monism, somebody might say. No. That's a Sanskrit word and Prabhupada knows what it is. Therefore he said not Advayam. Advayam means not Advayam. How he is giving such a translation? Brilliant. He knows. You see what I mean? So that reality has to be understood. They have a concept through science. That's not a nonsense. Then according to that, if you can translate, that will be very good. Like earth, water, fire, air and ether. What is it? In Sanskrit it is there, Bhumi Apoy. What is it in English? Now we have to translate it in English according to Englishman's mentality, Westerners. And it is called objective semantic information. So it's not just, you cannot translate it like that. Are you following what I am saying? No, trying to means you think it's useless. What is that to try to understand? That means you're puffed up. Yeah, what is that? I'm saying, see, suppose in Telugu somebody says some word. If you don't know what that word means in Telugu, how can you translate? Now what are you trying to understand? So reality is not that you understand something and then say it's a Sanskrit word is that. That's what I'm saying. You have to understand what it means in English. And in English means science. It's not ordinary English language. That's what I'm saying. Unless you understand that, so you think you know what reality is, correct? The word reality in English you think you know. You don't know, that's what you don't know. That's why you're saying, if you know that you don't know reality, what it means in English, then you will easily say, yeah, I have to understand that before I can translate. Are you following? But you don't know that you don't know the meaning of the word reality. Do you? No, you don't know. That's the problem. I'm telling you, you don't know. I can give you 10 hours talk and you wouldn't understand one word about reality. If you want to understand reality, you should know what is the difference between mathematics and physics. To understand the word reality. And for that you should know what is actually mathematics first. Is it formal? Is it conventional? All those things. I don't know whether you know, but I would very much doubt. I spent 35 years by Prabhupada's mercy trying to understand, and little bit I know. No. That's why you don't get the points. The devotees don't get the points because I had to understand that I don't know anything before I could learn a little bit from Prabhupada. And I also could have given English meaning for reality at least as good as you. You agree with that? And all that I found out is nonsense. That is the point. Have you come to that stage of knowing that whatever you know is a nonsense? That's actually knowledge. That's why I don't speak these things. So I didn't speak much about science. Now don't ask me to speak about it. Because then you have to see, normal class means I say Radharani, Krishna, you say, yeah, I know Radharani, I know Krishna, yeah, I know gopis. Oh, yeah, you know everything. So no problem. Each of us can like that. But this is not like that. Here you have to understand, oh, I don't know anything. Only when, then you can actually understand stuff. Anyway, what is your question about? That's why I give a class, I should get up and go. As soon as the questions spoils everything. Because to ask questions, you have to have qualification.
I mean, mine was, like you said, Bhagavatam has eight directions, so I wanted to know more about that eight-directional description of...
I have to have a board, I have to explain to you what is integers, and what is rationals, and what is irrationals, what is a real number system, what's a complex number system, how it is understood in science now, how it is wrong, then what is the link between complex numbers and space, and that goes to directions. Let me give you, since you have asked a question, I'll give you one answer, but it's only a simple answer. Do you have some background in science? Anji?
I mean, I completed my graduation.
I can't hear you.
I completed graduation from Warangal.
In what field?
NIT Warangal. Computer science, I'm basically.
Okay. Okay. In B.Tech?
B.Tech, yeah.
So you should understand. Actually, everybody can understand. But you have to put your mind to it. If you think this is all nonsense, but only gopi dancing is sense, then you cannot understand. This is not only as same as gopis dancing, better. For us, like Khichdi is better for us. That faith you have to have if you want to understand these things. Otherwise, why is Bhagavatam describing Gahi Ocean? Why? So, just move a little. The idea of space currently is space is made of points. You understand? A collection of infinite collection of points is called space. And the direction in space is connection of two points. Correct? From here, one point in that, if I connect that direction. One point here. You understand? Clear? But the Bhagavad conception of... So, in the normal conception of space, you have points. From points come direction. But point is cannot be seen. Because point has no length, breadth, width. You know, so it is a conceptual abstract reality. That's mathematical reality. It's abstract. But it's very powerful. But anyway. But Bhagavatam conception says space is made of direction, not points. So if you take one direction and simply rotate it, then you'll get space. Are you following? So whereas a direction is a connection of two points in space, in the Bhagavatam, a point is the intersection of two directions. Are you following? It's a totally different conception. So, in that conception, we can actually move from one place to another without going through intervening points. Because it's in another space. That's going to come. As far as I know, the scientific preaching wing of ISKCON, whatever you want to call it, that's going to make it. That's all I'm working on, 24 hours. So for me, this is like a very essential thing. 24 hours, that's all I work on. Because that's my service. Are you following this? Right? Now how is it, why is it direction? Then you know, there are other ideas in mathematics. What's called a Riemannian sphere, you know, which is actually a complex plane folded to include infinities, and there so many, but they look like just nonsense, you know. They are, if it is not connected to Krishna. But if they are connected to Krishna, then they are useful. How to connect them scientifically, that's the challenge. If you simply say, oh, complex number, real number, whatever it is, it's all created by Krishna, that's also correct. But that way of connecting to Krishna will not help things. Are you following? you have to connect like this. That I have to do because our target is to present Krishna consciousness scientifically. Therefore, it has to be a language that scientists understand, accept and approve. That must be there, like you are preaching. Whatever you say, the customer must accept, no? If the people who are, they are not, suppose you go to a Christian, you have to preach in such a way, you're going to preach to Pope, you have to preach in such a way that he can accept, correct? That requires extraordinary mercy from Krishna. So we must know how to present for different people. Does it make sense? That's a very deep science. And the science is there. I told you point has got no size, no extension, correct? But if you go to Veda base, if our friend, what is his name? Sandipani is listening, he can do this. If you go to Veda base and you search point mathematicians, you will see Prabhupada say many times, point has got size, mathematicians don't know it. Now, why is Prabhupada saying that? Are you following? These things are there. These things are there. Anyway, I didn't touch all that. That's why I just gave a class, general class. I threw in something about gopis so that everybody can say, yeah, Rasaraj Prabhu gave a Bhagavatam class. And kept science very little towards the end, little minimum. But if you want to really, if you want me to explain to what little extent I know the structure of the universe, then you have to listen to a lot of other stuff. Sometimes people come and ask me, can you please give me in 2 minutes what you are doing? One GBC asked me like that once, right here in the temple room, Mangalarti. He asked me, oh, can you just give me in 5 minutes what you are doing in science? It can't be said like that. Because we have to learn something about Bhagavatam that we have not learnt. I also didn't know it existed. Anyway, I'm sorry if I have not properly presented it, but are you clear? It's a different concept of space. In both points and directions are there. In one from point you get direction, in other you get from direction point. And if you want to know why that is correct, then you have to understand that in relativity theory, actually a point is an intersection of two world lines. That's more science. Everything is there. Everything is there. But I am just going on doing my work. It is not possible to explain it to devotees and get approval. And if it comes out in science, if we build a new plane that can go from one place to another without going from, which we will do, which we must. Because in the first canto, Prabhupada said, even missiles can be used in Krishna's service. He has written it. We don't know what's coming. Lord Chaitanya has got big plans. I'm convinced of that. So I just do my work. But if you want me to explain science, you should listen for a lot of time, hours and hours and hours and hours. Then it'll be brilliant. Then your actual faith in Bhagavatam will just increase like anything. Yeah. And we will be able to slowly come to the platform of actually renouncing matter. So I didn't even start my class in that sense. That's what I would want to speak. But I didn't. But I spoke instead in other ways. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.